for those of you who saw my spoiler alert, you're about to hear maybe the nerdiest sermon you've ever heard from a pastor. Will you pray with me? O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Mass and energy. Mass and energy. Well, I can tell you we've seen a lot of that around here. The drive-through pantry donations, Relay for Life preparation, which you can join, by the way, just by going to the link on the newsletter, and charge conference preparations. Yes, it's that time. Parsonage remodel complete, rental houses being remodeled, meetings, cleaning, moving. Yep. Lots of mass and lots of energy at work. And there's been lots of work as well. You haven't seen it? Well, join us on Wednesday nights and you'll see plenty of mass and energy. Now, I love this scripture passage. It's highlighted, marked, and underlined in my Bible. It talks of our Savior, God with us, made flesh, King of kings and Lord of lords, choosing to become human. It's like a superhero alter ego. Choosing to become human, humbling God's self to be with us. Why? So that we, mere humans, could work with God for the salvation of the world. Pretty humbling in and of itself. I want to revisit those verses 12 and 13. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for God's good pleasure. So when we hear about energy and mass, what do we normally think of? Well, you're about to witness, as I said, the extreme nerdiness of your pastor. But I read this verse, and I think of Albert Einstein, E equals mc squared. So maybe you did as well, but I'm not going to count on that. So while an extreme nerd, I have to confess I'm not a physicist. However, I do love math and physics. A huge fan of the Big Bang Theory show. I've been often asked, because some of you know we've homeschooled some of our children, well, do you teach creation or do you teach science? And my answer is yes. So when we hear about mass and energy, we modern humans often think of Albert Einstein, the Manhattan Project, etc. But I couldn't help this week, in looking at verses 12 and 13, a passage I've read so many times and underlined and highlighted so much, it was like seeing it again for the first time as I experienced all this energy this week around me. These two verses, they are the quantum mechanics formula of the New Testament, 2,000 years before Einstein ever wrote his formula down. Here is Paul explaining it perfectly And not just Einstein's, no, Paul took the next step in quantum physics, something Einstein never thought about in 1910 when he first wrote the most famous mathematical equation in the world. So now, when I think of mass and energy, I think of Philippians 2, 12 through 13. Let me read it to you again, but this time it's from a different translation called The Message, which, by the way, is not a paraphrase. It's an actual translation of modern language from the oldest transcripts Eugene Peterson could find. So let us read these two verses again, the quantum mechanics formula from The Message. What I'm getting at, friends, is that you should simply keep on doing what you've done from the beginning. When I was living among you, you lived in responsible obedience. Now that I'm separated from you, keep it up. Better yet, redouble your efforts. Be energetic in your life of salvation, reverent and sensitive before God. That energy is God's energy, an energy deep within you, God Himself willing and working at what will give Him the most pleasure. You see this word, energy, that's so common for us today, is actually a very modern English word, but it's an ancient Greek word. It only came to us in the late 17th century and wasn't in common use until the last century and the dawn of the atomic age. Until then, the only word we could use for the Greek word energeo, and I know I'm not pronouncing that right, was work. Energeo was translated as work. So you see, the word work in the older translations for both what comes out of us, work out your own salvation, and what comes from God, for it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for His good pleasure. It was two different words, translated as one English word. Now bear with me a minute. I promise there's no test after this. See, the Greeks, and Paul wrote in Greek, had two different words here. The first one was more about our doing. It's a physical action that produces a very specific result. Work, as in doing labor, as in human. The second word was energeo. It's where we get our new word energy from. This comes from within, placed there by God, working through us, something we already possess when God lives in us. And this is not of our doing. It is in us already, our life force. And God possesses an infinite amount of this energeo that God, working with us, places in us. And this force within compels us to act. Labor, in other words, is pushing the cart uphill. Energy is the propulsion that compels it back down again. E equals mc squared. And again, I promise there is no test after this. Einstein was revolutionary when he stated that mass is equal to the speed, mass, energy is equal to mass, I have to remember my own physics, energy is equal to mass times the speed of light squared. In other words, any object, that pencil sitting on your desk, any object, including humans, have this nearly immeasurable energy or force within us, already created in us, just sitting there, doing nothing, sometimes. And yet we have this amazing capacity within us. And here is why I love Scripture. And if anyone tries to say that Scripture is irrelevant to today, this is just one of thousands of passages we could point to that would show us it is relevant and moving and living for us today as it was 2,000 years ago. Because what scientists are discovering is that Einstein's theory, E equals mc squared, scientists have discovered that Einstein's theory is flawed. And this is where quantum mechanics theory comes in. Now, I don't pretend to know anything about it, except that under the simplest of terms, and as I understand it, the theory is that what Einstein thought was the limits of energy is not. It's not. For there is one thing that can affect that energy. Modern quantum theorists now state this. Work. It's work. The W is work. And the new theory becomes E equals W plus MC squared. Okay. Relativistic energy, to be exact, but that's work. It's what we put into it, or even what we subtract from it. So we can subtract from that energy already within us by intentional inertia or inaction. And while true physics would cringe at my oversimplistic formula, it is work. What we humans can do, what other things that are set in motion can do. It's the work, it's the go and do that makes the difference. Now granted, in the overall scheme of things, it's not much, you might say. God doesn't need us, but God wants us to work with God. You see, when you think about the astronomical numbers that can be produced by squaring the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second, times 186,000 miles per second, and then multiplying it times massive weights, then only adding our puny work, it's not much. But it's enough. It's enough. It's enough we have discovered to bend light, to make tiny neutrons move faster than light. It's enough to caress a child, to feed a hungry person. It's enough to make a difference. You know, when Ian was 8 years old, he was kind of our real life Sheldon, if you will. He was watching a show and he turned around and he looked at me and he said, "Mom, I get it. It's all math." "What, honey?" He said, "It's all math. We can either choose to add with God or subtract with God." And then he puts his hands on his hips and poses himself like Superman and says, "And I choose to add." I texted my daughter and a friend to tell them that I was going to be giving the ultimate nerd sermon. discussing quantum mechanics and theory as expressed by Paul in Philippians, and she texted back and she said, "I hate math, Mom." I told her, "It's not math. It's space and time and energy. You know, superhero stuff." You see, God did not need us. God chose us. Chose us to be God's own co-workers. God humbled God's self, took on human form, even the form of a slave, and came down to this messy, messy world in the form of an infant, in the form of Jesus. God chose to limit God's self to everything human at that moment. Not for God's sake, but for ours, so that we could be with God and God with us. Co-workers with God. Superhero stuff indeed. So that we could work, we could labor with the energy and the spirit and life force of the very Creator and make a difference in the lives of others and in the world. God, science has discovered, God gave us, just standing here, this almost immeasurable amount of force, of energy. And chose us to co-create every day with God. And let me tell you, Marvel ain't got nothing on us, because God declares us marvelously made. And let me tell you, one only has to look at Darla and Lori and Pam and Kathleen and Karen and Maria and Tom and all those who do so much for and with this mighty little church, to know that energy they possess is no less than superhuman. That indeed, it is of God. It is God working through them. And you see, when I see all of us working so tirelessly, when I see the mighty things our small, tiny congregation can do, the only explanation is that it is something beyond all our comprehension and imagination at work in us. So all of you superheroes out there, co-workers with God, I thank you for making a difference every day. So today, I thought we might do something a little different. I know a lot of you might still be in your pajamas, and I hate to work up, you know, mess up your good church folk, church clothes and all, you know. But despite all the energy I see, there's still some work to be done. And if we could all of us, do just a little, then it will make a huge difference. So yes, we're all going to work. I came prepared to work today. Maybe you did not, but I'm hoping that many of us can do just a little. We have lots of things to get done. Yes, even in the midst of this pandemic, one of the things you can do is fill out that survey that I sent so we can get the Reset team active on how we will serve our community through worship. And I pray that God is calling you to work, to be the church in our community. I'm hoping that after the benediction and dismissal, we can all go to work, maybe even during our coffee hour, finding ways that we can connect with our community. Next month begins our stewardship campaign. I know, it's the month we talk about the M word, money. But maybe you can get a head start Look around you and see your abundance. Clean out those closets and see what can be donated. For next month's donation, we're going to have multiple things and multiple partners that we can work with. Make room in your home, in your schedule, in your life to do God's work, to make a difference. You don't have to have a cape to be a superhero for God. You don't have to have an alter ego. And kids, if you're listening, let's find ways to connect even virtually with others outside of our community. Find ways to serve our church. Even our littlest ones can participate in this superhero energy. Rake some leaves, plant some flowers at church, in front of your home. Find ways that folks can see the beauty of creation. Find ways to build spaces that you and your friends would love to serve God together in. So together, let's rethink what church can be. Let's look at these scriptures. See ourselves working with God. Let us reset our minds towards service to Christ through service for and with others. Let's get energized, as they used to say on Star Trek, if you're an old Star Trek fan. You know, when they would say, energize, this was the very start of quantum mechanics, for you see, they would break apart into pure energy and suddenly be somewhere else. Let's use our energy to be the kingdom of God right here, right now. Let's get to work with God. Amen. So, I warned you.